You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Coffee. I drink lots of coffee. To me, a cup of coffee is like a AA battery. It gets you going, but you really need two of them. Or four. Yeah, four. So the cheaper the better. Just like cheap AA batteries. Ones with names like Leaky and Firestarter. Okay, maybe that's a bit off topic, but that's because I drink lots of coffee. I tried using one of those single cup coffee makers, but then I saw the size of the single cup they were talking about. 10 ounces. 10 ounces? Please, I have a coffee mug at home the size of a kiddie pool. It takes an hour and a half to fill, and by law, I'm required to have a lifeguard on duty when I use it. I drink lots of coffee. I went to a sandwich shop the other day just because they had a sign outside that said, bottomless mug of coffee. Bottomless? I said, just let me get my mouth under the thing and commence to pour in. And don't stop until my head explodes. As a matter of fact, if they let you keep pouring while the ambulance is in motion, go for it. I drink lots of coffee. So people say to me, wow, Clint, you must really like Starbucks. Ugh, never go near the place. Look, they try to make coffee drinking an experience. Ooh, a barista served to an eco-friendly venti of half-calf white chocolate mocha frappuccino light blended coffee whilst you check your email and listen to Nora Jones sing Come Away With Me. La-di-da, la-la-la. That's completely missing the point. Sit around. If you can sit still and listen to anything slower than the Dropkick Murphys, you haven't had enough coffee. Coffee should make you bounce around faster than a ping pong ball in a blender. It should make you say, man, Michael Bay should really pick up the pace in this movie. Your metabolism should be racing so fast that people mistake your heartbeat for a cell phone on vibrate. Sorry, but you see, I drink lots of coffee. So people say to me, wow, Clint, you must really like the taste of coffee. First off, why do people keep saying these things to me? But let's make no mistake about it. I don't like the taste of coffee. Coffee tastes like drained motor oil, but without the mild bouquet. See, I'm not in it for the taste. I'm in it for the caffeine. The hot, hot caffeine. Oh, yeah. And make no mistake, the caffeine needs to be hot. That's part of how it works. It's the fight or flight response. You take a sip and your body says, oh my God, he's sucking down hot magma. That's why iced coffee just isn't the same. No heat. No heat, no panic. No panic, no rush. No rush, no point. You know, no point. Like planning to watch a season of a Nathan Fillion series on Fox. Okay, some of these jokes are just for a few of us, folks. But did I mention I drink lots of coffee? And I thought there was no coffee I wouldn't drink. But I was wrong. It turns out I won't drink the most expensive coffee in the world, Kopi Luwak coffee. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's because of the price, that whole cheap battery thing. But no, I won't drink this stuff because of how it's gathered. This Kopi Luwak coffee comes from Indonesia. Apparently, this feral cat called the luwak eats the coffee beans, but only digests the outer shell. Then the cat gets rid of the rest of the bean, and people gather up these beans and use it to make coffee. I drink lots of coffee, but even I have my limits. Well, I have to go now. It's been about 4 minutes, and someplace in the world, they've opened up a Dunkin' Donuts, and I intend to find it. I'll talk to you soon. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Leave a comment.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Add us as a favorite.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.